With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Minister of Education Tsanet Steenkamp has confirmed that schools will be closed from 25 to 27 November. Despite the brief closure, year-end closure dates remain unchanged, with schools closing on 5 December and all staff required to work until 9 December, when report cards must be issued. Here's Dr. Steenkamp with more.
In consultation with the Prime Minister and with our regional directors, a decision was made that schools will be closed on the 25th, the 26th to cast the votes, and on the 27th. However, for hostels, we didn't want to put parents into a predicament and create tension and a discomfort for parents to pick their children from hostels. And we said hostels should remain open, and the teachers and other supervisors that are at a hostel should alternate to go to vote.
Speaking at the COP30 Climate Summit, Environment Minister Indileni Daniel said current economic frameworks must align with the Paris Agreement's 1.5-degree target. Daniel stressed that trade policy should become a catalyst for climate-resilient, sustainable growth, not a barrier for developing countries. She further said that the world must shift from extractive economic models towards regenerative, climate-smart systems that enable fairer, greener development. Namibia's call comes as countries debate how global markets can accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future. Here's Professor Morgan Hauptfleisch, an associate professor in the Faculty of Natural Resources and Spatial Sciences at the Namibia University of Science and Technology.
So I fully agree with what the minister said. I think it's important that the Paris Agreement of COP28 gets implemented. So any pressure from especially countries which feel the effects of climate change and are not necessarily responsible for much of the emissions should be affected more positively and should be able to get funding for their adaptation plans.
The United Nations is pushing to gain access to Al-Fashir, where famine and reported mass reprisals have followed the Rapid Support Force's recent takeover. UN Aid Chief Tom Fletcher says delivering assistance will be a challenge and that the city would be treated as a crime scene amid allegations of executions, detentions, and rape. Rapper Nicki Minaj has repeated President Trump's contested claims that Christians are being systematically persecuted in Nigeria. While addressing the United Nations, Minaj said Christians are being targeted, driven from their homes and killed. Tony Waterman has that story.
In her five-minute speech, Minaj warned of the deadly threat faced by Christians in Nigeria and praised President Trump for highlighting the issue. Earlier this month, Trump threatened to deploy U.S. troops to Nigeria, guns ablazing, to end what he claims is the mass slaughter of Christians at the hands of Islamist insurgents. Nigeria has been fighting a 16-year war against Boko Haram and Islamic State, and while tens of thousands of people have been killed, the independent conflict monitoring group, ACLED, says only a small percentage of the attacks have been religiously motivated and that both Christians and Muslims have been targeted. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.